President Donald Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu gave their first joint press conference in Washington today, notably before the two leaders sat down to private talks. They were asked about the prospects for Middle East peace, including a two-state solution. Netanyahu pushed those questions aside, saying he'd rather deal with what he called issues of substance, such as his stated prerequisites for peace, rather than labels. Here's what Trump said.
So I'm looking at two-state and one-state, and I like the one that both parties like. I'm very happy with the one that both parties like. I can live with either one.
Joining us now with some analysis is Domenico Montanaro, NPR politics editor. Hi there, Domenico.
Hey there.
So in a minute, we'll talk about what all the domestic press corps wants to talk about, which is Russia and the Trump campaign. But let's stay focused here on discussions that the two leaders had regarding prospects for Middle East peace. What did you make of what the prime minister and the president had to say?
Well, this is a remarkable shift for an American president to move away from the two-state solution. You know, Donald Trump did not rule out the two-state solution, but as you heard there in that clip, certainly open to it not even being on the table. He said two-state, one-state, whatever either party likes. And you could hear Benjamin Netanyahu laughing there in the background. Clearly, Israel at this point is getting everything it wants. And the United States is now moving away from its normal role as the objective deal maker with the two-state solution at the heart of what the U.S. believes can lead to peace in the Middle East.
Interesting. And we heard some points of friction, though, in the press conference. For example, when the president said he'd like to see Israel take a little pause from construction of new settlements, how did Prime Minister Netanyahu react to that?
Again, kind of jokingly,
yeah.
And pushed that aside and said, well, you know, we'll talk kind of thing. And it wasn't at the heart of the issue, really, when it came to Mideast peace. So, you know, that is certainly not something that there wasn't much give from Netanyahu on any of these issues. You know, the only place where you could hear a little bit of give is when you heard Donald Trump say both sides are going to have to give something. And he said, you know that, right? And Netanyahu said, both sides.
Well, of course, the controversy currently surrounding the administration about reports from the New York Times that senior Trump campaign officials had repeated contacts with Russian intelligence officials. That did come up in today's press conference. So did what happened to General Michael Flynn. And here's what Trump had to say about that. He called Flynn a wonderful man.
Papers are being leaked. Things are being leaked. It's criminal action, criminal act. And it's been going on for a long time before me. But now it's really going on. And people are trying to cover up for a terrible loss that the Democrats had under Hillary Clinton.
So, Domenico, how did the president handle this moment?
I don't really understand what's going on here, because you heard yesterday Sean Spicer go to the press briefing room and thunder that Michael Flynn had an eroding level of trust with the president. That's why the president asked for his resignation quite assuredly. You had the day before Kellyanne Conway, one of Trump's advisors, saying that Flynn had the full confidence of President Trump. Yet you have Donald Trump again today sounding a little bit more meek when it came to Flynn. He didn't say he misled, he's out. He was instead more upset about the leaks. And he echoed his own tweets from this morning, talking about the leaks being illegal, that these are criminal acts. He blasted the intelligence community. But Donald Trump has known since January 26th, according to our reporting, that Michael Flynn misrepresented the nature of his conversation with Vice President Pence and with other administration officials, including Sean Spicer, the White House press secretary, that he did not discuss sanctions. He did discuss those sanctions, and they've known for 3 weeks. And the only reason that he's out, it appears today, is because that became public.
Well, that's Domenico Montanaro, NPR politics editor, bringing us up to speed on the press conference held today between President Donald Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Domenico, thanks very much.
Always a pleasure. Thanks so much.